Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's head to the phone lines and get joined by our guy, Kalen Bullock, safety for the Houston Texans. Had a big interception, and Kalen, man, hey, I was talking big noise about you before the season started. I said I think my man can lead the league in interceptions, man. We need you to get more of those, man. But
yes, sir.
No, man, your training camp, man, it was hard. We talked about this every day. It was hard not to go multiple plays without seeing you make an impact. How, for you personally, have you felt the start of year two has gone for you?
I think it's been pretty good, pretty decent. I haven't got the ball as much as I did starting last year, but that's just me. I think I got to stay consistent and just not go looking for plays and let the ball come to me. But other than that, I think it's been pretty good.
Hey, but Kalen, we heard from DeMeco Ryans a little earlier in the week about the plan was to get hands on Smith and Jigba and be more physical with Smith and Jigba. And then watching the tape, it doesn't seem like there was an effort to do that. And being in the secondary, you being a DB yourself, like how does that happen? What was going on defensively, or I mean formationally, or by with their motions, or what causes that?
Like you said, just the way they lined him up in formations and him motioning a lot. So it was pretty hard to just get our hands on him. The only time was when they really would just line him up at one, but that was only sometimes. Most of the time he was just moving around a lot. So it was kind of difficult for us to get our hands on him.
Kalen, you guys obviously have a high standard, and you have played as the best defense in football this year. How would you assess how you guys played on Monday night against Seattle?
I think we did okay. Some things we had to fix or make up. The goal was to go out there and stop number 11. We didn't do that, so that's one thing we have to work on. And, you know, I think we could play better, but we took the ball away and tried to give our offense some opportunities to go score. Other than that, there's just some things we just got to clean up on our side of the ball.
What about this week, man? You got a big matchup this week. Unfortunately, when you're playing that first place schedule, man, it doesn't lighten up much along the way. And I know we're at home, but we obviously got a good football team in San Francisco, man. What's from a secondary perspective, what's this looking like? What's this week looking like for y'all?
Secondary wise, we just got to all be on the same page and make sure we all communicate. And make sure we have an understanding before we even go out there on the field, and you know, have an understanding what their offense is going to do. You know, Coach DeMeco and them came from the 49ers, so they kind of know what to expect on defense. So, you know, we're going to go out there and just try to change it up a little bit and play our ball.
Kalen Bullock, safety for the Houston Texans, got a big interception in the game Monday, joins the drive here on Sports Radio 610. Kalen, for you, what for you has been the major difference, if there's been a big difference between Matt Burke now calling the plays on defense as opposed to D'Amico, which was your first year and most of the first part of this season?
I don't think there's any difference. It's still the same defense. They both call the same plays. But we just go out there and we just execute. So I wouldn't say there's a difference.
What about you playing? It seems to me, in kind of studying you guys and watching y'all as closely as we do, it seems like you've played not in the box necessarily, but closer to the line of scrimmage, let's call it, more this year than maybe last year. You were kind of that center fielder, just playing. So, I mean, what is that? Is that just happenstance, or is that something that you knew was coming down the pike? And then how do you like it?
I like it a lot. I kind of knew it was going to happen. Changing up the look. A lot of teams, they think they expect me to be in a post and see me in middle field. So when they don't see me in middle field, it's kind of hard for the quarterback to get an understanding when we're in, when I'm down in box on, like I'm a man, I'm dropping back in different coverages. So it's pretty fun for me to, I know I could do it. So it's not just limiting me to just a post player. I can go anywhere and play anything they need me to play.
Kalen, does the defense feel any pressure to have to be perfect each game with what seems to be some struggles sometimes from the offense?
I wouldn't say there's no pressure on us trying to be perfect. I think we just go on mindset of being the best defense. And being the best defense, we can't give up a lot of points if we want to be the best. And that's just what we got to do. Everybody have each other back. The offense got our back. Special teams got our back, and we got their back.
Hey, how many times you have to correct folks on that last name? And I ain't going to lie to you, I called you Bullock for a good year.
Yeah, multiple times. A lot of people still call me that. But it's Bullock, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. Bullock is real easy to – but I'm trying to really emphasize that lock.
Hey, yeah. Kalen, if you got anybody in your family that would scream at the game announcer during games in Little League, boy, I got one of those difficult last names, boy. My mom would be giving that. She'd be Little League Park screaming screaming at him. It's Sterner, it's not Stoner, boy. So it was
that's my mom.
good.
Mom, she always tell you, make sure they get your name right. That's always her saying.
Yeah. All right, Kalen, man, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and good luck on Sunday against the Niners.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right, that's Kalen Bullock.
There you go.
Safety for your Houston Texans.
I like that kid.
Yeah, man. He seems like him and Lassiter. They seem like they have a similar type of feel, similar type of mindset. Always seem to be in a happy, good mood, and just seem to be gym rats. Like they love being out there.
Yeah. I wanted to ask him that question out of the gate, Ron, about the getting hands on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about it later in the show. But for right now, the point I want to make is I knew what he was going to say. And I think we can tie it to what we don't see offensively. I mean, that's coming out of the player's mouth in the secondary about how difficult it is to get your hands on and cover cats that are in motion constantly, that are lining up in different areas, different formations on the field. And that's just one thing that, hell, our offense needed to do it more with Nico. They're damn sure going to need to do it without him.
Yeah. We'll do a little tape drop Tuesday or Tuesday, a little tape drop Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up here in a couple of minutes. But I'm wondering, and I said that to him, how would you assess, you've been watching some of the tape, and you don't have to give it all away there, but did the defense play well? How would you assess? Because you look at their numbers, 316 total yards ain't bad. You turned them over three different times. You scored in the game with Will Anderson yourself. You held them for 2 for 14 on third down. I mean, there were a lot of short fields that got to the 27 points. But how did you think the defense played?
I don't think they played up to standard. I mean, look, this is the low, the best scoring defense in football, and you gave up too many points, obviously. So you put your offense in a hole right out of the gate, and so Yeah, look, I don't think they played up to their standard. I think they played well enough to win. I mean, if you're going to give up some points, then what you want to do is get turnovers and score points yourself. And when you do that, you hope your offense has enough to at least keep up. And as bad as the offense played, I mean, hell, they damn near did. So, I don't think it's up to standard. I don't think it's up to standard, but I think their standard is as high as anybody in the league. And so, you know, if that's the bar we're discussing, then no, they fell well short. But if you're just talking about playing a brand of defense that ultimately you can win with, I think they did that. I mean, you turn the ball over that many times, and like I said, score points, score six yourself. You know, you got to – your offense has to convert more of those into points.
But, I mean, the other part of that, Clint, is – I mean, they have been a great defense this year. But, I mean, when you start to play quality teams and quality offenses, like, you're just – I mean, you're not going to just shut people down,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Now, they may crush the Raiders. In fact, I'm really intrigued to see what they do defensively to the Raiders after we watched what happened to the Raiders last week. But when you play the Colts, I mean – like, I mean, would you push the button for 24 points if you held the Colts for 24 points right now the way they're playing? Like, when you play quality opponents, I mean, there's not a lot of defenses in the league that are just going to shut people down.
Yeah, no, I think it's the way it happened for me, the fact that they jumped out so quick to that 14-0. Because, I mean, you look at it, it was 14-0 quickly, and then they gave up 13 the rest of the way, and two of those, two, I don't remember if they were touchdowns or field goals, but two of the scoring drives, I believe, for Seattle were on short fields. I mean, they had two 30, 33, 35-yard drives that ended in points. And so, yeah, I mean, you look how they played the rest of the way, I think it was really, really good defense. Hell, and again, turning it over and scoring, it's elite defense. It's coming out. Whatever was going on with Derek Stingley Jr. out of the gate, I mean, he got torched by Arroyo, and then he turned around and got torched by Jackson Smith and Jigba. And so, and those are just things that you just don't expect to happen, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't expect big plays or touchdown throws to be made so easily on Derek Stingley Jr. It's going to happen because it's the game, but it looked like it was easy early on.
No.
And then you hear the head coach say, no, our plan was to get aggressive. And I know Kalen's got to save a little face there and talk about the motions, but I mean, there was plenty of times where and Jigba was sitting there just stone cold, straight up, never moved, and nobody's getting hands on him. So that's interesting.
Let's get into that.
Okay.
Let's get into as you took a look at the tape, and usually the offense catches your eye, and I'm sure you saw some stuff with the offense as well, but the defense stood out especially early. Let's look at the tape coming up here in just a bit. By the way, remember, we're out here Park Row location, Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy. Make your way on out here. Shout out to Bud Light, also Buffalo Wild Wings. We never come empty-handed. We've got plenty of prizes that you can have a chance to win. We're also joined by some representatives of from Folds of Honor, who are partnering with Buffalo Wild Wings and Anheuser-Busch to help accomplish their mission of honoring the sacrifice of those who serve by educating their legacy. Starting next week, if you're buying Budweiser or Bud Light, a portion of the proceeds will go directly to Folds of Honor to help provide scholarships for children and spouses.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Houses of service members and first responders who have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. So, hey, if you're buying Budweiser, Bud Light, which obviously they're helping us out every week, you can help veterans and their spouses as well, and children in a major way.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.